It's fun to work with Heinz. Heinz is learning how to roll with the flow. Now you say roll with the flow. Well, not the punches, but with the flow. I tell Heinz to design my house, the embassy, that is the Hermitage, and get it all set so I can stick my computers in the wall and my printers in the wall and use a desk there and have everything going just fine. And drill holes in the wall so that the computers will have air. And Heinz does a fairly good job. And by saying fairly good, it's just that he takes forever to do it. Now, Heinz was perfectly happy to stop doing what he was doing and make a change to bring another desk over there and load things on the other desk and have a completely new setup, which meant rearranging the electrical plug on the wall, which meant rearranging the telephone lines, bringing the telephone line over there instead of to the other side of the house, which is very easy to handle. And so he's going to do that. And he's going to do that while he sleeps, because he figured there wasn't enough time while he's awake to do it. So he's going to do it while he sleeps. He's going to put a cause in motion that the little Elfkins work on it. And then when he comes out in the morning, it's all done. Perfect, far better than any of us could ever have dreamed of, and even the desks removed. But why does Heinz have this attitude? Why does Heinz have this thinking about what he's doing? Why does he live in this circle of activity? Well, because he's able to roll with the flow. When the programs change, he doesn't make any judgment about it, saying, but we just did this. Why are you going to change? We just did this. Because he knows that that's what he does to his people all the time. He works with his people, and if they just get started on something, he says, I come up with a new idea. This is what we're going to do, which changes everything that they're doing. And they say, okay, you're the boss. You're paying the bill. And so we'll rearrange it and do that, right? That's what they do. And so Heinz is used to it because he's used to doing it himself. Now that's what makes Heinz a fairly decent boss, because he's used to following instructions to the letter by anyone who has authority to give him instructions. And that's a good thing for all of us, to follow instructions by anyone who has authority to give us instructions. Now, some person come in there, say, Heinz, give me a hand with this. You will help them because you are loving. You will not help them because you're supposed to. You'll help them because you're a loving person. If someone says, Heinz, oh, I can't get up, Heinz will go over and he'll yank him up, you know, and he'll say, on your feet now, you're home perfect. And go, pick up your bed and walk. And they'll walk away home and perfect. But we do not allow ourselves to think that we have to follow everybody's orders and everybody's directions. But what we do is we follow the orders of whatever it is that we're doing. Now, how do we follow the orders of whatever it is that we're doing? Well, when we're working on a project, if somebody comes along who is a boss or something like that, who is in charge of us, and they say to us, we're going to change it, we instantly say, how high? You want me to jump? How far? You want me to throw? What would you like me to do? I'm perfectly happy to do it. I have no problems whatsoever about it. And then go and do it. But sincerely, have no problems whatsoever about it. Mm-hmm. And Heinz has no problem. He has learned to be very mellow in that regard. And so, even if it means bringing over two very heavy desks, the, credenza and the desk. So, and then once I have it there, I may not think it's the best thing to be there. And then Heinz and I have to move it again. And Heinz is ready. He says, whatever you say, Herb. You know, whatever you say, I'm untouched. I'm untouched. Now, can each of you be untouched? Are each of you untouched with anything you're asked to do? And when I said to Rhonda, it's 10:30, why are you making lunch? And she says, Well, I'm alone. I got to make a lunch alone. And I thought, what are you making for lunch that it takes an hour and a half to make? An hour and a half? You must be the slowest damn cook in this side of Georgia, I tell you. Because for anyone to take an hour and a half to make lunch for five people is just really amazing. Really amazing. And you made watermelon. That took a few seconds. You made, did you boil any eggs? You boiled a few eggs. And the toast you didn't make till we got here. You put the peanut butter and jelly. And you and this stuff here, whatever that is, that's potato salad was already made. And the lettuce, you merely chopped up a head of lettuce and some carrots and stuff, threw it in a bowl. And, right? And let's see, what else did you do? You put the butter on the table, you put some milk in the pitcher. All that took an hour and a half. Now, how long do you think it might take you to do the lettuce, to do the salad?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? My God!
20 minutes to peel and slice and clean up.
20 minutes to make the salad.
Get everything out and set it up and you know, cut it.
Okay. I certainly wouldn't go to a restaurant where you were the chef. Because I would go to the restaurant and order my meal, and then you would have to take 20 minutes just to make my little salad. My goodness sakes, that would be really quite... I would have to have a very good partner with me that would be very delightful and have a good conversation, right, Heinz? My goodness sakes. Now, but my question is not that so much. My question is, Rhonda, what are you doing? And you said, I'm making lunch. And I said, Rhonda, you're making lunch so early? And you should say to me, Herb, what time should I begin to make lunch? And I would say to you, 30 minutes before lunch. And you would say, yes, sir. And then that's what you would do. But you see, when you have a discussion with me, you are totally disrespectful of the sharer and what I'm doing. When you say, what should I do? Then you are doing it the right way. Now, really, an hour and a half for lunch makes one way or the other, makes no difference. But what you should have done was said, Herb, what should I do? You know, how long should it take me? And I would tell you. And then you say, well, good, then I'll take that other hour and I'll do some more work of what I was doing, you know. But if you ever choose to have a discussion with me, whenever I ask you a question, then you forget who I am. If you are working for IBM and your supervisor comes down and says, Rhonda, would you like to make lunch for us? And you say, happy to. And you know, well, we have everything in the other room there, so you put together for lunch. And you say, wonderful. And so you say, wonderful. And so I say, good, how long is it going to take you? And you say, an hour and a half. And I say, Rhonda, go back to your desk. And then I go to the next lady and I say, how long would it take you to make lunch for the gang here? Everything is in the other room ready, just put it together and make the salads and do this. And she says, well, it'll take about 30 minutes maybe. And then I go to somebody else and they say, it would take 10 minutes. And I go to somebody else and they say, take an hour. You know, it depends on who you're talking to. And then I would take the person who said 10 minutes, and I would say, all right, go for it. Let's see what you can do in 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes, the whole gang converges on you to eat. And you're doing this type of a lunch. So you get the eggs out of the refrigerator. You turn up your kettle of boiling water, big enough to take all the eggs for everybody. And then you take your salad out and you start chopping away and you rinse it all off and you take it in, you make a big bowl, you get the salad all, the lettuce all chop, and then you start, you skin your carrots and then you chop them and whatever else, what else did you have in there? Please?
Zucchini.
Oh yeah, that's the fun stuff. So then you take out the zucchini and you rinse it off and you go chop, and then you put it in this big bowl and you stir it and stir it and stir it, and you might even put salad dressing in right away because you only have one kind to serve, and so it's in already, and so everybody's ready to go. It takes you about 10 minutes at the most, really, because you just go chip, 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 and then in that 10 minutes, your water is boiling. And so you put all the eggs in the water and you leave them in for 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And then you turn off the water as you turn off the boil. You take them to the sink, you run cold water over them, you run it thoroughly over them, thoroughly over them, thoroughly over them till the eggs almost get cold. And then you put them out on the plate and that's done. Now, if you start, the water might not take 5 minutes to boil. It might only take 10 minutes. It might only take 5 minutes, but whatever. So that's your story. Now, you got everything all done. Everything all done. And it took you maybe 15 minutes. Now you say, but man, I mean, that's moving it. You know, yeah, that's right. That's moving it. Because that's what you want to do in any job you have. Be efficient and move it. And you have an improper title about you. You are called woman. And woman is supposed to know how to do the kitchen stuff. And so if you do not know how to do kitchen stuff, I know at your house, when we ate at your house, it was fascinating. It was a good meal. It was fascinating. I never did get to look at the food because we were so busy talking. But the food was there, and we ate it, remember? Mm-hmm. We ate it, we had a good time, and Robert was there. And we finally got your little kid out and got him involved a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And I would have thought that you would have had him involved right from the beginning, mm-hmm. because it's good for him to do that, mm-hmm. no matter who your company is, whether it's Robert or me or anybody, you know. But anyhow, how long did it take you to prepare that lunch? You went to the store and bought it. And you made it yourself the night before?
I made it that morning. That morning I started putting everything together. It took me a while to make the platters and the chicken salad and whatever else I had there. I did it all.
Okay, but here you don't make the chicken salad. Here you don't make these things. They're already made. And here the salad is no big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the things you do for the table, the salad should be the least time-consuming, really, mm-hmm. because you just go and the water is boiling for the eggs, and this is happening, and that's mm-hmm. happening. But this is efficiency. This is not only short order cook. This is a mother who has 5 children, like my mother. And my mother taught all of us how to cook and all of us how to do things, and we were quick because we didn't have time to be slow, and we only had so much food to work with too. But it was fun. And then we had the neighbor kids in, too, because the neighbor kids didn't have food in their house, and they were playing with us, and Mother said, dinner! And they said, can we eat with you? No, we haven't got any food in our house. And Mother would always say, yes. And she'd throw another sock in the soup, and so we had more soup. It worked out just great. Another a bone in the soup, you know, whatever. But nice, huh? So that's the story. Be efficient and enjoy yourself and have fun. So I say, this is a wonderful day. Enjoy it.